You know, just one technical difficulty to another. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and I'm glad you're here. It is Friday evening, March 16th, 2007, and about 11 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone. So, it would seem that most of our technical difficulties have been repaired. So that is a relief to me, obviously. Last night, if it wasn't Red Elk on the show, I probably wouldn't have even just continued on with it. I probably just would have walked away. Thomas, your mic is open. But anyway, all is well. It's all taken care of. And for this evening, I didn't book a guest because I didn't want to put another guest through the nonsense that went on last night. So as a result of that, we are guest-free this evening. Now, this is the first time, to my knowledge, that we've done no guest for a program. Now, you never can tell. I mean, somebody might call in, but you know, we have no guests scheduled this evening. So as a result of that, we're provided the phone lines hold up, we can do phone calls or we can do news. Either way, there is definitely some news that I do want to talk about, and we will get to that. But of course, I'd like to welcome all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org, the only official sanctioned website of the network, and our website, of course, as you know, franklyspeakingradio.com. Now, it's not technically my website. It's Webmaster James. He just does it with content from the show, and God bless him for that. Actually got to go and have lunch with the guy today. It was a lot of fun. We don't get to see each other very often. He doesn't even live in Arkansas. So, you know, we did actually. I crawled out of bed early. It was a real struggle for me. Went down, and we had agreed upon a place, but neither one of us really were sure where it was. But we both managed to find our way there. Had a great lunch, and we did a lot of talking about just catching up with things. And it was a great time. I really enjoyed it. He is a heck of a guy, folks. If only you could know that. He used to call into the show a lot, but now, you know, obviously the show is not really conducive to his schedule. But at the same time, he does listen on rebroadcast. So I always have to say good things about him, because otherwise there might be some evil stuff on the website about me. I'm joking, of course, but he does work extraordinarily hard, so do what you can to support him, my friends, and, you know, anything, even a kind word, that sort of thing. It's certainly, he's been a great blessing to me, and we just love him to death, so he's a wonderful guy. Take good care of him, because one of the people behind the scenes who makes all these things possible, much like Thomas there in the studio, or whatever name he's using today, likes to be mysterious, I guess. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hurt you. The knife in the back isn't too bad, but the twisting really gets to you, I guess, huh?
The twisting hurts really bad. It just kills me.
Our phone number, of course, is 800-313-9443. It is still the same number, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Okay, still the same number. Oh, that's good. You never know. There's always something new going on. 800-313-9443. And that is a worldwide phone number, provided you are able to listen to the program in the country that you might be in. Now, I went and checked out the podcast on iTunes. It still has linked up through our old website, the old RBN Live website. So I'm not sure if that'll get changed. But I know a lot of people do enjoy listening on the podcast. I hope you do find a way to get access to that. And if you do, that's wonderful, because obviously some of these guests, they're just phenomenal individuals, and they need as much coverage as they can get. So, we will entertain some phone calls this evening. I've given out the number. Also do some news, which is one of my most favorite things to do. And we've had so many guests over the last 2 weeks who have stayed on for the entire program that the news has been neglected, my friends. And maybe you feel like you've been neglected as well. So, we'll have some fun this evening here on this wonderful Friday night. And, of course, in less than an hour here in Central Time Zone, it'll be St. Patrick's Day, which is always exciting as well. Stay with us, folks. Back in three.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I'm your host, Frank Whelan. Very excited you're here. So I mentioned we talk about some news, and we shall. This first one is from March 14th, Financial Times. I'm sure you saw it. Internet censorship is spreading rapidly, being practiced by about 24 countries and applied to a far wider range of online information and applications, according to research by a transatlantic group of academics. And we all know how smart the academics are. Just ask them, they'll tell you. The warning comes a week after a Turkish court ordered the blocking of YouTube to silence offensive comments about Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, the founder of modern Turkey, making the most visible attack yet on a website that has been widely adopted around the world. Now, if you don't know what YouTube is, basically YouTube is it's like user-driven content. In essence, let's say, for example, that you... let's say you witnessed a beatdown by the police and you videotaped it with your cell phone camera, and then you wanted to download that video onto YouTube, you could do that. Or let's say that you, I don't know, like America's Funniest Home Videos or something. You film like your kid doing something dumb and you can post all that stuff there. Whatever. It's that easy. And there's all sorts of different things, but obviously, you know, some things like I've seen various speakers, guests we've had on the show have... links to YouTube or different conferences they've done. The audio may not be that great, but it's a handy little tool, and it's nice for people to be empowered to do stuff like that without having to create their own website to post stuff. They can just post it there, and it works out really well. So YouTube's a pretty nifty little thing, but obviously there's going to be some things that are sensitive to various people, and YouTube recently purchased by Google. Google, of course, who in addition to completely and totally towing the line with the federal government in this anti-terrorism, farce that they're participating in, YouTube, Google is actually also pursuing an artificial intelligence computer program sort of thing. Now, I don't know if it'd be in context of the websites or whatnot, but yeah, artificial intelligence with computers. Did anybody not see movies? I don't even need to be specific, because it's pretty much any movie that takes place in the future. There's always some crazy robot or computer that achieved sentience, was given artificial intelligence, became self-aware, and then decided to rebel against their flesh bag masters. So get ready for a Google sentience on the web. So who knows? Maybe they'll be out there surfing around and destroying terrorist content websites and whatnot. Bizarre stuff. But anyway, so YouTube is now blocked in Turkey. Says a recent six-month investigation into whether 40 countries use censorship shows the practice is spreading, with new countries learning from experienced practitioners such as China and benefiting from technological improvements. OpenNet Initiative, a project by Harvard Law School and the Universities of Toronto, Cambridge, and Oxford, repeatedly tried to call up specific websites from 1,000 international news and other sites in the countries concerned, and a selection of local language sites. The research found a trend towards censorship, or, as John Palfrey, executive director of Harvard Law School's Berkman Center for Internet and Society, said, quote, a big trend in the reverse direction, end quote, with many countries recently starting to adopt forms of online censorship. Online censorship, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Turkey is going to ban YouTube because they had, I don't know, some sort of film mocking the founder of their country. So you can laugh and joke and say, you quit being so sensitive, you know, that sort of thing. And obviously a lot of other countries that have information damaging to their little power structure or their society, they're going to have issues with it as well. But here in the U.S., obviously, you know, we sort of pride ourselves on freedom of speech. And, you know, it's kind of, you know, become accepted that comedians and things like that will make fun of the president and various people like that. It's just, that's how it works, right? So, in that regard, they'll have to find a new way to rationalize it here in the U.S., and I think we can pretty much count on that it will be terrorism-related. We'll get to that, though. Ronald Dibert, associate professor of political science at the University of Toronto, said 10 countries had become, quote-unquote, pervasive blockers, which is regularly preventing their citizens from seeing a range of online material. These countries include China, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Tunisia, Burma, and Uzbekistan. New censorship techniques include the periodic barring of complete applications, such as China's block on Wikipedia or Pakistan's ban on Google blogging service, and the use of more advanced technology such as keyword filtering, which is used to track down material by identifying sensitive words, much like the U.S. intelligence community would do. Methods, it says, such as these are being copied as countries new to censorship learn from those with more experience. Said Mr. Dibert, quote, there's a growing awareness of best practice, or rather worst practice, end quote, implying that, again, as they stated, these countries are saying, hey, who's really good at the censorship game? Let's read from their playbook, and so on and so forth. While internet censors are learning to apply new technologies to expand their efforts, activists wanting to circumvent the controls are using the latest internet methods to advantage. So it's very, very intriguing stuff right there, obviously. But obviously some countries mentioned there, some that you'd expect and some maybe you wouldn't expect. I didn't know Uzbekistan was known, or Burma perhaps, for their strict internet censorship. But then again, what do I know, right? But it's intriguing on many levels, to watch these things develop, because you'd say, well, gosh, you know, it's giving themselves the benefit of the doubt and preventing things from happening. So anyway, I found a place that does, much like they did in that study, it does testing to find out if your internet address or URL is blocked in various places. And this one in particular is very neat. It's I'll give you the website here. It's www.greatfirewallofchina.org. Okay? If you go there, you can type in various websites to see if they're blocked or if they are available. And if they are available, you can view them in China, as they would be able to see it there. It's very interesting. So I'll be honest with you. Most of the websites that I go to for news and various things like that are all blocked. And some of them you might expect, but again, Wikipedia is blocked. I mean, you know, Google is blocked. MSN.com is blocked. And, of course, in China, www.franklyspeakingradio.com is blocked. So it says, it's very interesting. So I've checked it a few times. It says that sometimes it's just technical reasons why they're unavailable, but it is blocked. I've checked it enough times now to know that it is there. So this our website, franklyspeakingradio.com, is censored in China. Just an interesting thing. So for those out there, our Chinese listeners, good luck. And we've gotten calls from China before. I hope you're finding a way to listen somehow. But, not through our website, apparently. Very, very interesting. Now, as I mentioned and have mentioned to you guys before, we're in a radio station, a building that has several radio stations. So I went down the hall to where one of my friends is on, actually right now as we speak, and I said, hey, let me see if your website is blocked. So he typed it in, and theirs is available. So apparently it's not just a gimmicky thing where it's kind of like, hey, here's a little bulk email where, you know, a forward that'll go out to everybody, and it's just a hoax or something. Because that, although it could still be a hoax, but what I'm saying is it doesn't list all websites as being blocked. But anyway, if you'd like to go and check that out, especially if you have a website, you may be interested in seeing that. But it's a greatfirewallofchina.org. Now, so, yes, we're blocked in China. Not a big surprise there. This story is about Russia. It came out on the 15th, Drudge Report, where you can find this. President Vladimir Putin has decreed the creation of a new super agency to regulate media and the Internet, sparking fears among Russian journalists of a bid to extend tight publishing controls to the relatively free World Wide Web. Putin signed a decree to create one entity that will license broadcasters, newspapers, and websites and oversee their editorial content. Raf Shakirov, who was dismissed as editor of the Izvestia Daily after critical coverage of the 2004 Beslan school siege, tells Reuters how Putin's decree could extend Soviet-style controls to Russia's online media, which have been relatively free until now. He said, quote, "This is an attempt to put everything under control, not only electronic media, but also personal data about people such as bloggers," end quote. So they're going to regulate and monitor everything. And again, no big surprise there. But in Russia, Putin will just be like, yeah, we're going to do this. Deal with it. You know, that's just kind of how we would expect him to operate at this point. But here in the United States, got to be a little more careful. So that one came out, as I mentioned, on the 15th, as did this one from the Washington Times. Headline, Chertoff warns of web of terrorism. Now, he's not saying web like a spider web. He's saying web like the World Wide Web. Now, the Internet is how terrorists are recruiting people here in the United States. Radical Islamists, it says, are using the Internet to recruit homegrown terrorists in the U.S., said Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff to a Senate panel yesterday. Said Chertoff, quote, "I don't think it's necessary to send radical recruiters into the United States, and I think there's a risk of doing that, but I have to question about the fact that Osama bin Laden and Ayman al-Zawahiri and others like them quite consciously use the media, including the Internet, as a recruiting tool. In terms of recruiting, I would say that is the principal way to enter the United States is through the Internet," end quote. The committee, and that would be the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee, the committee yesterday expanded its investigation into the radicalization of inmates in U.S. prisons to include Internet and other media recruitment and the threat of growing Islamic radicalism in the United States. Now, I got to jump in here real quick. Why do they have Internet access in prisons? It just doesn't really seem necessary to me. I don't know. Maybe it is. But, you know, what they're saying here is that the growing Islamic radical movement is happening in prisons because of the Internet. It's happening in the prison because there are Islamic radicals in the prison system. So, I mean, it's just like any other gang. So, I don't know. I don't think that accessing or limiting access to the Internet is going to change that in any capacity, but you never know. Stay with us. We'll be back to finish up this story in 3 minutes.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. And I'm Frank Whalen, your host this evening. And in the process of going through this story from the Washington Times, March 15th, it's about Michael Chertoff. He's warning of terrorism on the web. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, so it goes on. The committee expanded its investigation into the radicalization of inmates in U.S. prisons to include the Internet and other media recruitment and the threat of growing Islamic radicalism in the U.S., said Senator Jill Lieberman, Connecticut Independent and Committee Chairman, quote, "The department's own Homeland Security Advisory Council in a recent report called Radical Islam the most significant terrorist threat to the homeland today, said that it is spreading and predicted that the number and magnitude of attacks on the U.S. will increase," end quote. Okay. See, maybe in like October, November of 2001, we could have bought into that, but, you know, we haven't really seen anything. So, you know, this idea of this growing threat, how long is it going to take to grow? Probably a long time. It's taken a long time. Or I just don't feel the fear. Maybe it's just me, but I don't feel really too frightened about that, Senator Lieberman. He goes on, quote, assuming for a moment there is some validity to the notion that there is a growing divide occurring here, meaning in the United States, one possible cause clearly is the use of the Internet to promote terrorists' dark age and hateful vision. Yes, the dark ages of the Internet. It gives their multimedia campaigns of alienation and violence a global reach, including right into American homes and offices, end quote. Ah, it's ridiculous. Let me tell you something, folks. If you have been swindled into joining an organization that wants you to kill yourself for their cause, you're an idiot, an absolute idiot, plain and simple. What could possibly happen? You know, what could convince you that that's a good idea? I want to be a radical Islamist. Oh, it's not Islamist. It's Islamo-fascist. Oh, yes, I want to be one of those. It sounds so glamorous and glorious and a complete and total effective use of my time. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. So this idea, I just don't buy it. I mean, in this day and age, come on. Look how lazy people are, especially here in the United States. And I'm not saying lazy like you don't work, but I'm saying that when you're on the Internet, you're not like, man, I have so much extra time on my hands. Surely there's a suicide organization I can join and go and blow myself up. That would be a great thing. What is that? You're going to surf around and it's like you have an instant message from Islamo-fascist 11, 22. Okay, you know, is that going to happen? That guy's going to be like, hey, I just thought I'd pop in and say hello. Thought we'd have a private message chat so I can integrate you into our belief system and I can give you an education on why you need to be our next suicide bomber. It's ridiculous. It's just, I don't see it. I think, you know, kids will be surfing around and maybe that would occur, which I doubt that occurs. And the kid would go, you know, I think I'd rather just go over to MySpace, see a Islamo-fascist 1122. I don't buy it. Not for a second. But you notice Senator Lieberman probably doesn't buy it either necessarily. He said, assuming there's some validity to the notion. Well, I don't believe there is validity to the notion, but maybe I'm wrong. And look, there are lots of people out there who are mind controlled, victims of mind control, and they can be triggered and then they can blame it on the Internet. Sure. But the Internet is not a legitimate threat. I don't think it is. Anyway, this is all about control, folks. It's about being able to censor various websites. It's about being able to monitor, which they're already doing anyway, bloggers and posters and people who do Internet searches, various things like that. That's what it's all about. They want to monitor, and they probably do. For those of you listening on the Internet, they probably know very well what your IP address is, and they know what you're listening to and why you're listening to it. Well, they might not know why, but they're unhappy about it, and they're monitoring these things and keeping records. Who cares? Monitor me. You're not going to find anything interesting. I'm a fairly boring guy. But it goes on, Mr. Lieberman says, quote, we all want to make sure that our imaginations do not fail us again when we counter the possibility of the new threat of Islamic extremist and terrorist groups within our own country, end quote. Where? And if they know where they are, and surely they do, right? I mean, if they're monitoring everything, they know where these people are. Well, where are they? Well, they're not being picked up for a reason. And the reason is, of course, they're either A, serving a purpose, or B, they don't actually have anything on them, or C, they're really not terrorists. They're people who are being set up to be looking like terrorists or whatever it is that they're going to do. And you notice this tough talk about terrorism, it's coming up again. And it's always been there. But, I mean, this whole we're about to get hit again, they're making a lot of those kind of speeches again. Anyway, the committee is examining what Mr. Lieberman calls extremist propaganda on the Internet and other nodes where radicalization may be occurring, including universities and mosques. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back. We'll wrap this up. We'll get to your phone calls in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. It's like the shortest story in the world, and it's taken me the longest time to get through it with all my commentary. Mr. Chertoff said the solution to reducing recruitment is to involve the local and ethnic communities rather than, quote, monitoring people's religious activities, end quote. Let's involve them. How are you going to involve them? I mean, these are local communities on the Internet. So that's pretty much what, everybody, right? It's the Internet, World Wide Web. What part of that do you not understand, Mr. Chertoff? He says, quote, I'm not advocating a heavy federal footprint on this, end quote. Well, of course you're not. Not yet. But see, you got to keep in mind a couple things here, folks. The Internet, you know, as George W. Bush would say, dangerous, dangerous territory, because that's where people can actually post their own thoughts, send their own emails, and communicate with each other on various ways, by writing articles, you know, when of course they didn't have a job writing for like the New York Times, but they could write their own article, post it on their own website, message boards, blogs, anything like that. So it's opened up the realm of independent thought to people. And before, when they could, of course, call people crazies and conspiracy theorists before, when they were just, you know, I don't know anybody like that, you might have a question about something like, I don't know, JFK's assassination, but you're not going to say anything because you don't want to be thought of as a crazy conspiracy theorist. But then you get on the Internet, and all of a sudden they're everywhere. Like, wait a minute here. We're not so isolated as they would have us believe. But again, you know, that's really what it's all about, is the Internet opens the door of communication, and they don't really like that too much at all. Now, they're saying, oh, we don't want a heavy federal footprint on this. But they do at some level, hence all the monitoring. They love the opportunity. So they don't want to give the appearance that they're going to be clamping down, because they like the fact that people don't think, I could just stop right there. People don't think. They like the fact that people don't realize exactly how much of the monitoring is taking place, how much of the emails are being intercepted, read, scanned, so on and so forth. But the point of the whole matter is that by pretending that they're not interested in controlling these things, they actually get to monitor a lot more. But the time will come and they will control it. And there have been talks, various discussions, various comments by political figures. And the politicians themselves, not Michael Chertoff, for example, but the politicians themselves will actually be the ones implementing these things and increasing support for it. And it'll happen. It'll happen. Watch for it. And it could be anything, folks. It could be, let's say, a financial meltdown that they blame on the Internet, saying, oh, this is a cyber attack on our financial institutions by Al-Qaeda. We need to go ahead and lock up all the banks. We need to implement this kind of system now. We need to do this, this, and this, because obviously, as these things are transmitted over the Internet, Al-Qaeda is perhaps going to start tampering with our financial structures and things like that. The other thing of note, of course, too, in 2003, we had the big blackout up in the northeast United States, parts of Canada as well. And as a result of that, of course, we kept hearing, we have a quote-unquote third-world power grid. That was like the talking points. Okay, everybody kept saying, third-world power grid, third-world power grid. Really, third-world? Come on. They have power grids in the third world? Obviously some. But you get my point. So, of course, then they had to start upgrading. And, of course, a lot of the people just agreed with it. They said, hey, we're going to have to raise your rates a little bit as we pay for these extra increases. But, yes, your bill will be $1,000, but we'll just bill you, you know, 10 bucks a month until it's all paid off. And people said, well, I got to have power. Go ahead. Do what you got to do. So these things all happened, and then the way they implemented the power structure, and obviously it's still not upgraded totally, but a lot of these, like, power plants, like nuclear power plants and whatnot, they weren't online, but now they are. So they go ahead and they put these things all on the Internet, and the Internet is where we keep hearing about cyber terrorism, this and all that, so watch for it. Something is going to happen. It'll be blamed, of course, on Al-Qaeda, probably traced to some kid playing World of Warcraft or something like that, and who knows what will happen. But anyway, it'll be an opportunity for them to clamp down on different things. So Chertoff says, I'm not advocating a heavy federal footprint on this. Well, you don't have to because you're not a politician. But when you're trying to get votes and people are afraid and you can play on that fear in order to continue your job as a professional politician, yeah, hell yeah, you'll come up with ideas like that. And I think it was Edwards, it may have been Kerry, I don't recall, talking about microchips to be able to access the Internet. You know, you're chipped or you have your national ID card and you got to swipe it in order to get on the Internet so they know who you are, where you're going, what you're doing. So they've already been talking about these things. Conclusion here. Representative Bill Schuster, Pennsylvania Republican, last week introduced legislation to urge video trading websites like YouTube.com to remove jihad propaganda videos, calling such sites, quote, a new battleground on the Internet. YouTube, controlled by Google, of course, which means controlled by the feds, is a new battleground on the Internet. Battleground on the Internet. Yes, they're not advocating a heavy federal footprint at all, are they? Let's hear from you guys. 800-313-9443. Toll-free worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Richard in Texas, welcome to the show.
Hello, Mr. Whalen.
How are you, sir?
This is Richard calling from Austin. I just wanted to ask you a question after I share a quick story with you.
Go ahead.
I heard on one of the 6 o'clock evening news about a month or so ago. It was about a mirror story. A young lady was trying to collect child support from her estranged husband, and they did. Have you heard about that story?
No.
Okay. She was trying to get, you know, trying to legitimize, you know, the attempt to get money from her husband.
Okay.
And they wouldn't give it to her because they said she wasn't the mother of the children. I forget if it was two or three. It's been a month or so.
Mm-hmm.
But they did all the blood tests, and they kept coming back negative, saying that you're not the parent. But then finally they determined, it was in Seattle, Washington, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Finally they determined that she was a chimera, you know, that she wasn't the parent, or what do you call it, official parent or blood parent,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't have matching DNA. And I was wondering, did you know anything about that? Or
about that story or about that in general?
About that story, yeah. I mean,
No, this is brand new to me. I appreciate the info on it.
Yeah, that's how they closed it up. They said she was, in fact, the paternal or what do you call it?
Maternal?
I Maternal, yeah. I've been on hold for a long. I'm kind of tired.
Sorry, brother. You know?
But, yeah, they said she was a chimera, and then that was the end of the story. I'm like,
wow.
Wouldn't that be international headline news? But
you'd think so.
Yeah, I would think so.
Wow.
But, yeah, I just wanted to ask you a couple more questions, if you don't mind. You know, I heard the other day there was over 960 billionaires in the United States now. Is that true?
That's what I heard, somewhere around there.
Now, if that's true, when they finally blow up the economy, how are the billionaires just going to sit there and go broke and stand in the bread line with the rest of us? Or
Absolutely not. I think that when you're looking at the rich, there are two kinds, and you may know or know of these two kinds. There are certainly the old money, and then there's the new money. The new money people don't really have any respect from the old money people. The new money people are the ones that go out and they spend with reckless abandon. They're happy to showcase everything they've got. They've got brand new boats, brand new cars, things like that, new paint job on the house, whatever. But the old money people, these are the ones that are on those houses on the hill you never see anybody going into or coming out of. Nothing really ostentatious about what they've got or who they know. Everything's pretty much low-key. The old money people are very, very well-connected. New money people, like I said, they view them with disdain. They view them as people who aren't really supposed to be members of the club, much like Anna Nicole Smith when she married the billionaire out of Texas, the old man. You know, there's a lot of interesting things coming out about that, evidence perhaps that she was even killed. But if you look at that, here you've got some trailer trash stripper marrying into this billionaire family, and she ends up dying. I mean, if that doesn't sound, you know, suspicious, I don't know what is. But, of course, you know, who cares about that? But when you look at all that stuff, the old money people, they know what's going on, and they know what is planned, and they know when things are scheduled to go down. So I really think that they've got everything they need in positions where if things go down, they're ready to go. So, no, they won't be waiting any bread lines. So you figure if there's 960 billionaires in the country, probably about a third of those are probably new money type people. They'll lose everything they have. They won't know how to function or anything like that. But, the rich, for the most part, the old rich, they'll stay rich, and they'll stay out of sight, and they'll be working behind the scenes, propping up figureheads and politicians and leaders to rebuild things, whatever it may be, an economic collapse, and therefore rebuilding the economic system in America, which will probably be credit-based and something like that. I don't know. But,
sure.
For the most part, most of those people, they're already secure.
I see. Can I ask you a couple more quick questions?
Of course.
This guy, Rick Gidney, the one who reportedly shot down the plane over Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
And what I'm getting at, there's several people out there that just doesn't seem to get enough attention to me.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of them. Mm-hmm. The so-called hijackers that are still alive. How come we're not trying? Well, when I say we, I'm not accusing anybody like yourself or Alex or anybody, people who have access. Are you guys trying to interview these people? Or are they laying low so they won't be,
killed
or something? Or
well, most of those people, you're talking about the suspected hijackers, correct?
Right, but they're still alive.
Yes, they
about
are.
Nine of them.
They are still alive. I'll be honest with you, though. I don't know. Most of them, these are Middle Eastern guys. Most of them live in Middle Eastern countries doing a variety of things. I don't know that they speak English. I wouldn't know how to track them down, and I wouldn't, to be honest with you, make the effort. And here's why. If you look at the clampdown on journalism, and I don't consider myself a journalist, but in the opportunity for the powers that be to shut me down or any radio hosts, they would happily do this. If they see you're making calls to, I don't know, let's say Ahmed Mohammed or whatever, just insert name here, and they say this is one of the hijackers, and this radio host is trying to contact somebody who has the same name as one of the hijackers over here in Syria. We need to start monitoring this guy. We need to pay him a visit. We need to shut down his show. We need to throw him in jail as a enemy combatant or a person of interest, and they release your name in the media, and then your bank accounts get frozen, your property gets, confiscated. Who knows? So I'm not even going to mess with that. But I have brought up those stories about those individuals with quotes from the BBC and the New York Times and all those. I actually interviewed Jim Meigs, excuse me, the editor-in-chief for Popular Mechanics. They put out a story called Debunking 9/11 Myths. And I interviewed him, and I asked him about all those things, and you know, he just said, "Well, we have to check more things out." But most of those stories have been debunked. And I'm like, "You got a quote right here from a guy that has that name. It's a quote, and he's saying, yeah, I'm not dead."
Sure.
How is that debunked exactly? So, you know, it has been addressed on the show, although not on the night show, but certainly on my morning show.
Okay. One or two more, if you don't mind?
Yeah, go ahead.
Man, I can just drew a blank. Oh, okay. What about the guy who came into the room and he kept asking Dick Cheney, 20 miles out, you know, with Panetta mm-hmm. in the room, mm-hmm. how come he's not being investigated? You know, he's a star witness, I would think. Nobody's even approaching him. Mm-hmm. Him, Rick Gigney, and people like that. They just seem to get away, you know, the owner of this mm-hmm. Building 7, Larry Silverstein. Sure. Seems like these guys are untouchable for some reason. And to me, they could crack the case wide open if somebody would get old to them.
Sure. Yeah, it's hard to say, my friend. I mean, it could be any number of things. Could be threats against their family. It could quite simply be a payoff. You know, if you look at what's going on with the vote fraud issue over there in Ohio, they had two gals on trial. And they were just convicted and sentenced to, I think, like 18 months or something like that. Anyway, one was a Democrat, one was a Republican. Both of them basically fixed the recount. Okay? So they fixed the recount. This is in the news, but again, like you said, why isn't this mainstream story? The judge in the case actually said, who are you protecting? What are you covering up for? And the ladies are like, we don't know what you're talking about. So they're going to go and they're going to serve their 18 months. Scooter Libby will probably go and serve his 1 month or so, or however long he ends up getting. But they're all protecting the big boys, but they are getting paid. Make no mistake. Now, you know, there might be a promise of payment, and then maybe they'll have threats as well. Who knows? But, the point is that, you know, everybody has a price. And unfortunately, some people, like these individuals that you've mentioned, probably far less price than they should have sold out for. But, you know, it's a terrible thing. Everybody has a price. My price is unaffordable to these people, and hopefully, you know, yours is, and most of us are as well. I really think it's a financial transaction. When you start looking and you've got people announcing, we've lost $1 trillion, we lost $1 billion, we lost $1 million. Stock market, you know, just loses billions, you know, and they're printing more and more money, of course, devaluing the dollar. But somebody's getting some of this money. It doesn't just disappear. So obviously it's going to somewhere for something.
Right. But what about all these dead scientists who created all these deadly mm-hmm. biologicals that mm-hmm. Bill Deagle talks about?
Sure.
It seems like they would be clamoring for a major investigation if over 70 of them have been murdered.
Absolutely.
I mean, why aren't they trying to protect themselves? They know that they're hot. You know, they can come up dead any minute.
Absolutely.
I don't hear anything about that.
Well, you know, and that's also an excellent point. And I think that if you look at it and you look at what's happening with all this stuff, a lot of these people are probably terrified. And I wouldn't blame them one second. If you look at throughout history, every time there's been some sort of exchange of power, like, let's say, World War II, all of these Nazi scientists, okay, they all got brought over and integrated into American society. You know about Operation Paperclip, so, you know, I don't need to cover that base. But this is what it's all about. So these scientists, for the most part, have always been protected individuals. When you go and you invade a country or whatever, you get people defecting from the country. If you're a scientist and you're bringing something to the table, you're golden, baby. They love you. So these scientists, they probably figured, hey, what they're working on, not only is it important to society because, hey, in order to build an immunity to a disease, we have to build or rebuild, as the case of the 1918 Spanish flu, rebuild the disease in order to analyze it and pick it apart. And that's their rationale for it. So here you got these guys doing all this work, and they start dying. So all of a sudden, they're probably terrified. They're like, wait a minute, we're not golden anymore. So I have a feeling that some of these people are probably looking to get out of the country at some point, meaning defect, meaning go somewhere else where they feel that they might be protected. They won't be, because, again, New World Order implies the whole world. So I think that some of them are probably trying to lay low, trying to figure out how the hell to get out of this country.
Right. But it seems like they'd be trying to do just the opposite. Like, I've always heard that the more visual you are, the more chance.
Absolutely.
So it seems like they would be trying to get more exposure. But
absolutely.
All right, well, you know, with the billionaires and the millionaires, it seems to me like they should be willing to get rid of this fractional reserve system, because why would they want to live in a world, even though they get to keep their little, retain some of their little millions or whatever, they still live in a ravaged world. They still we have to witness America being crashed, mm-hmm. you would think they would say, well, let's get together on this mm-hmm. and defeat these handful of whoever they are, Rockefellers,
mm-hmm. sure.
you know, whatever, whoever they are, I don't know, the DuPonts or whoever. You would think they'd do just the opposite instead of saying, well, I'm just going to stay with, I'm maybe coming backwards, but you know what I'm saying? But anyway, hey, thanks for taking my call. Pleasure listening to you. I used to listen to you in the morning. Hey.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the call, brother. Excellent, excellent questions. And just to comment here as we go to break about Richard's last statement, I think the reason it's so baffling to us is because we're not built the same way that these people are. Okay, we have morality. We have ethics. We have a love for freedom and a love of this country. They have a love for something else. They've sworn allegiance to people we don't swear allegiance to. They seek things out that we don't seek. They're a completely different breed, folks. They are a different animal altogether, and that's why they don't make a whole lot of sense to us. But I think they're happy as long as they've got theirs, you know, the selfish people of the world. Stay with us. We're back in three.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. Tail end of our first hour already on this very, very interesting first hour, at least interesting for me. Great stuff there from Richard. And I applaud him for all those questions. Those are good questions. And he's saying, hey, why aren't these people being talked to, interviewed? You know, and I think that's a valid point. But my take on it is this. If we were to interview those people, will it ever be talked about? Will it ever be heard? My question is, why haven't our outfits who interviewed these people or got quotes from these people the first time, why haven't they followed up? Have they been told not to? There is a incredible control mechanism in the media, ladies and gentlemen, and if you don't know about this, I can promise you that everything that I've seen and heard in my own personal experience validates that this control is severe. It is extraordinary. It is unprecedented. And I've never worked for the biggest outlets out there. I worked for some of the big corporations and whatnot before I got canned, but I've seen these things in action. I know how it works. So, you know, for whatever it's worth, I think that it's enough when we've got it in the mainstream media. It's just, there's something else. If you know all the stuff that obviously Richard knows about September 11th, you want to be able to bring this to people who don't know. Okay, you want to be able to bring this evidence out and say, hey, I know you're, you know, rah, 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 patriotism. Everything the government says is law, is scripture. Everything they say is fact. You want to be able to present them with mainstream information that proves what your point is, whatever it is that you're trying to make. You want to bring them a New York Times story. You don't want to bring them an audio recording of my show. You want to bring them one of the things that they would use to prove you wrong. You crazy conspiracy theorists, look at what it says here in the New York Times. You're like, aha, New York Times, how about when they said this? And then all of a sudden, they're in a little sort of state of flux. You know, error, big 404 stamped on their head, reboot. System processing. They don't quite know what to do. So you want to be able to convince people with the same information that they would rely upon. Prove to them that their sources are saying the same thing that what you're saying. So that's what this show tries to approach it from that perspective and say, this is for the skeptics out there. These stories come from mainstream sources. But anyway, as far as what he was saying about these elitists out there, and I think there's a lot of them, needless to say. But these people are spoiled. These people are they don't even realize. They don't operate on the same level that we do. They're not the same kind of people that we are, you know. And hey, I'm sure there's some good people out there, but I have a feeling that when you get to be richer than rich, you probably have had to sign off on some things. You probably have had to compromise yourself and your faith and your ethics and your morality so severely you're not even the same person anymore. So these are different kinds of people, folks, but they've never wanted, they've never suffered, they've never had to survive. They've never been challenged. They've never had any hardship or any adversity in their life. And we have, and it's made us strong. And I think we're going to be okay. So have faith, folks. That's the important thing. Stay with us. We're back in about 90 seconds. We'll keep going with these calls.